our hearts be receptive, O God. May your words be planted on fertile soil in our heart, that we might produce fruit for you, O God. In Yeshua's name, amen. As you look at the picture above me, this is from 2 Kings 2. This is the story of Elijah who sees his master Elijah being transported on a chariot of fire to heaven. And as his mantle falls down, and Elijah picks it up, at double portion falls upon him. And today, just go to the next slide for 1 second, Josh. Today, I want us to seek the double portion. Seek the double portion. And you can go back to that other slide again. No, the other way. Thank you, Lord. There we go. In the book of Psalms, verse 37, verse 25, it tells us that I have been young and I have been old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Today, as we celebrated the birth of these two young ones and also the death of the righteous, we see how the cycle of life continues and marches on. One is a time of rejoicing, and the other is a time of mourning. But I can say in regard to Harold, it is a time of rejoicing because there's no more suffering and pain, and he's in the presence of the Lord. One is born and one dies, but life continues, marches, progresses, and goes forward. Abraham and Sarah, they rejoiced at the birth of Isaac, yet Isaac and Ishmael mourned at the death of their father, and they buried him in the cave of Machpelah with his wife Sarah. Isaac and Rebekah, they rejoiced at the birth of their twin sons, Esau and Jacob. Yet the children of Israel mourned greatly for Jacob and carried him from Egypt to the land of Canaan, to bury him in the cave of Machpelah with his ancestors. And the scriptures are full of examples of rejoicing at birth and mourning at death. You know, none of us remember the day we were born. Well, actually, I do remember the day I was born, and I wanted to be at the hospital so I could be with my mother. That was a joke? Okay. But none of us remember the day we were born, and none of us remember the day of our passing. But what matters most, now listen, what matters most is how we live our lives. The life that God has appointed to us. That's what matters. How we live this life that God has given us. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, and verse 14, it says, as he came from his mother's womb, naked he will return as he came. He takes nothing from his labor that he can carry in his hand. And you know, in reality, the only labor that matters on this earth, on this planet, is how we have pleased Adonai by uplifting his name to all the world. That's what really matters, the labor of love and proclaiming the name of Yeshua. Peter, the Talmudim, the apostle of Yeshua, he had it right when he proclaimed in the book of Acts, chapter 10. Verses 42 and 43, these words where he says, and he commanded us to proclaim to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as the judge of the living and of the dead. And all the prophets testify about him that anyone who puts his trust in him receives forgiveness of sins through his precious name. We also, in the book of Hebrews, we recall the words in chapter 9, verse 27 that says, it is appointed for men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You know, someday, hopefully sooner, or hopefully later than sooner, that is, we're all going to appear before the judgment seat of the Messiah. And we read in 2 Corinthians 5, 9 through 11, where it says, so whether at home or absent, we make it our aim to be pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, so that each one may receive what he is due for the things he did while in the body, whether good or bad. Now the key word from this scripture here is pleasing. And we should be very, very concerned about fulfilling this awesome responsibility of being pleasing to God. This needs to be our utmost joy and desire to please God. And Adonai has placed before us an offer, and He has instructed us to choose wisely. And He says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 15 through 20, Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20, these words. And He tells us, see, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. What I'm commanding you today is to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His mitzvot, His statutes and His ordinances, that you will live and that you will multiply, and Adonai your God will bless you in the land that you are going to possess. But if your heart, listen here, if your heart turns away, and you don't listen, but you're drawn away, and you bow down to other gods and you worship them, I tell you today that you will certainly perish. Those are scary words, people. You will not prolong your days on the land where you are about to cross over the Jordan to go and to possess. I call the heavens and the earth to be a witness about you today, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, and here's this offer, and He wants us to choose wisely here. Therefore, choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, by loving Adonai your God, listening to His voice, clinging to Him. For He is your life, He is the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land that Adonai has sworn to your father, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to give to them. And the Lord, Adonai, reiterates these words again through Yirmiyahu, through Jeremiah, the prophet who wept before God as he saw the impending destruction of Jerusalem, as he saw in the spirit, as he saw that the Babylonians were coming to sack and to destroy Jerusalem and to destroy the temple, he wept. And in Jeremiah 21:8, he says, now to this people you will say, thus says Adonai, look, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Yet the people chose the way of death, and Jerusalem was sacked. The temple was destroyed, and our people were carried as slaves into Babylon, where they were for 70 years because of their sin. You know, we just came back, my wife and I and Bob and Laura, we just came back from the IAMCS Rabbis Conference. That's the International Alliance of Messianic Congregations and Synagogues. Our congregation is affiliated, part of that. I'm ordained through the IAMCS. And the conference we just attended this past week in Orlando, it had a theme which was Vision for 2020. In other words, we need to have 2020 vision. Not just with our normal, natural eyes, not just 20/20 vision to see in the flesh, But the vision, the 2020 vision, to see for 2020 the things of God, to see in the realm of the Spirit what thus says the Lord is telling us and leading us to. We need to have spiritual vision and to be able to discern things properly. And one of the main themes that came forth is that Adonai has a double portion awaiting us. But we need to pursue it. And we need to seek after it, just as Elisha did here. He sought after that double portion from Elisha. Knowing that Elisha was about to die, Elisha followed after him everywhere. Even when all the prophets told him, "Don't you know that your master is about to die?" He said, "Don't speak to me of these things." He followed after Elijah everywhere he went because he sought after, he desired, he wanted that double portion of blessing to fall upon him. Now, Elijah was a great prophet. He did many great miracles. He battled the prophets of Baal and destroyed them. God did many miracles from him. But Elisha says, "I want extra. I want more. I want a double portion." And you and I, we need to be seeking after more and more and more from the Lord. A double portion. We should not just be satisfied with the everyday and the mundane and just accept our lot. "Lord, give me more, more of the things of God. Fill me more with the power of your Spirit. Give me more of the giftings and the fruit of your Spirit in my life." Seek after it. Search after it with all of your heart. We read in 2 Kings 2:9 these words. "Now as they were crossing over, Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask, what will I do for you before I'm taken from you?' So Elisha said, 'Please let a double portion of your ruach, of your breath, of your spirit fall upon me.'" And we need to be saying the same thing. Are you just satisfied the way things are now? Are you just satisfied to just go on day by day living the same way, empty, void of the Spirit of God, because you have not committed your life to Him? You're just going day by day. How many of us are truly seeking after a double portion of the Ruach, the very breath of God in our lives? How many of us desire more from God and the material blessings that come from a greater and a deeper walk with Him? Or are we just escaping, as we read the prophet, or we read Job say in chapter 19, verse 20, "Are you just escaping by the skin of your teeth?" Maybe you're just hoping, you know, just to kind of skirt into heaven, kind of skim your way in there, just barely making it. If you don't know that you know that you know that you're going to heaven into the presence of the living God, and that you're going to see the glory of God, and you're going to be a praiser of God in the very presence of Him, you've got a problem. And you need to get right with God. Listen, I'm going up there. I'm going to go up there, and I'm expecting that crown of life. I'm expecting them to say, "Yossi, we've been waiting for you so long. Come join us in the marriage supper of the Lamb." Praise the Lord. Don't be the one that say, "Do I know you? Who are you? Let me look here. You know, I don't see your name anywhere. Away from me, you sinner." That's right. You tell them. She knows. She knows. Come on. She's letting you all know this is a serious matter. You better be crying over your relationship with God. Thank you, Lord. We need to have the desire to have 2020 vision for the year 2020. That is to see with the eyes of the Lord and not just with worldly eyes. Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, states this very well in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where he says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God." And Melech David, King David, wrote in Psalm 26:2, "Test me, Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind." So people, how are we to obtain this double portion in our lives? You know, there's no magical formula. There's no secret remedy. There's no secret sauce, okay, to obtaining it. It all boils down to you having 20/20 vision and seeing and discerning properly from the perspective of Adonai. We need to get back to the basics. Listen, get back to the basics in our walk with Yeshua. You know, as a new believer in Yeshua, I remember it well. I wanted to know the Lord with all of my heart. I really did. I had a voracious desire to do everything possible to be pleasing to Him. I spent hours praying and reading the Scripture, and I desired to serve Him in any way that I could. There was nothing more important to me than my Messiah. And when I came to Yeshua, and you hear this from Jewish believers, always I thought I was the only Jewish believer in Yeshua in the world. And that's true. I didn't know another Jewish believer anywhere in the world. I thought I was the only one. But God has been raising up many, many Jewish believers. But as the cycle of life continued, my life continued, and I went through disappointments. And let me tell you, I went through a lot of disappointments. I did. Lots of pains, lots of sorrows, various illnesses arrived. My heart became lukewarm. My desire, you know, faded away in all those years. You know, and many of us in this room today have allowed our hearts to become lukewarm for the Lord. We have allowed our hearts to become lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. And Yeshua says, "Because of that, I spit you out." Yeshua said in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth. But if that salt loses its flavor, how will it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." We need to become salt for this earth. And once again, bring flavor to a world that's, listen, very distasteful. We need to bring flavor to a world that is distasteful. Otherwise, as Yeshua spoke in, well, I already got ahead of myself, in Revelation 3:15-16, "Because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'll vomit you out of my mouth." Actually, I like that better. Vomit sounds a whole lot better than spit, right? It's more violent and yucky, right? So how do we get back to our basics, to the basics in our walk with Yeshua, in order to see that double portion blessing? However, let me be very clear here. Don't make the desire for that double portion to consume your life, as many have done. Examples are like in the prayer of Jabez from 1 Chronicles. Remember, there used to be a few years ago, everyone had that little prayer of Jabez, and they had even things they carried around them, and like necklaces and little doodads and thingamabobs, the prayer of Jabez, and everyone, "Oh, I'm going to get this double portion. I'm going to get all these blessings. Lord's going to bless me and enlarge." And there was this scripture, prayer of Jabez from 1 Chronicles 49:10. "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. And everyone's going around claiming it and naming it. "Oh, I'm going to enlarge my territory," and churches and pastors, "Let's enlarge the territory. Let's build 3 buildings that seat 50 million people. Everyone, we're going to be rich. God's going to bless us." God will bless us. But there's a whole lot more than a prayer of Jabez, and a whole lot more than naming it and claiming it. It's, who are you in the kingdom of God? Are you pleasing to Him? Are you doing the things that you need to do? Are you lukewarm? That blessing will only come as we do the things we know we need to do in order to get back to our basics and our walk with Yeshua. And if you want to truly receive all that the Lord has for you, including a double portion, I'm going to give you some keys here. All right? You can write it down if you want. You can watch it again on Facebook. And do we have people on Facebook today back there? Yes? Amen. All my Facebook friends out there, love you. Thank you for joining us. Come back. Visit us more. If you're in town in Lakeland, Florida, come visit us. Thank you, Lord. But here are some of the keys. Number one, and this is the most important, is prayer. Now you say, oh, come on, Rabbi. That's not no big key or nothing, right? Well, let me tell you, prayer. Are you serious about your relationship to God? Then prayer must be on the very, very top of your list. Number one priority in your life. We need to be like the prophet in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 that says, 3 times a day he knelt down, prayed, and gave thanks before his God. 3 times a day Daniel prayed before the Lord. Even though it meant persecution and even death, he did it. And listen, there might be a time where it may mean your death if they catch you praying. See, all the times in China, breaking in, how much persecution in China against Christians? It's unbelievable. And some of the Muslim countries in Africa, my brother, you know, the persecution in Somalia, in Nigeria, in Sudan, other countries. Christians' lives are being butchered and murdered all the time for their faith in Yeshua. Are you ready for days like that? I'm not saying that you have to pray 3 times a day, but I'm saying you need to have the eagerness of prayer in your heart. That needs to be a priority in your life. Secondly, Scripture. Do you want to hear from Adonai? Do you want to hear from the Lord? Do you want to receive direction for your life? There's no better place than the living Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12, and there's many scriptures about the Word of God, but Hebrews 4, 12 says, for the Word of God is living. It's alive. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing right through to the separation of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Do a word study on the Word of God, and you'll be forever changed. Third key, fasting. Now, this is one that people really struggle with. But I'm hungry. Someday you may not have food to eat at all. Who knows what the future may be? Who knows? It could be World War III next week, and there's no food anywhere to eat. Maybe God's going to make you fast. But regardless, fasting, do you want to be transformed and forever changed? Then fasting is absolutely necessary. It's only in fasting where you see the deliverance and the miracles of God. Read the entirety of Isaiah 58. Read it all. It's so full of promises when we fast God's way, not our way. And just a verse from it. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to release the bonds of wickedness, to untie the cords of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to tear off every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not hide yourself from your own flesh and blood. And listen to the result that we get. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing. You want healing? What's healing? Then your healing will spring up speedily. Your righteousness will go before you. The glory of Adonai is your rear guard. And last, ruach filled. You need to be ruach-filled, spirit-filled. You need to have the very breath of God in your life. Seeking the ruach hakodesh, the spirit, the breath of God in your life, both the fruit of the spirit and the giftings of the spirit. This is God's gift to you to help you live an empowered life. God gave you these gifts and this fruit so that you might live an empowered life. Who wants to live an empowered life? Or do you want to live a just weak life? You just satisfied just being a pansy in the Lord? Or do you want to be a superhero in the Lord? Then you need to pray and covet and desire the filling of the Spirit in your life. I believe the scripture clear that the Ruach comes upon us at new birth. I believe it does. It comes upon us when we receive Yeshua. However, many of us never appropriate the fullness of it. We just let it kind of just linger there and nothing's taking place. And especially since we leak a lot. Stuff just leaks. So we need to be constantly filled with the Spirit. Constantly, as it leaks out, we need to keep filling. Leaks out, keep filling. And then even to the point where it overflows and just bursts out of us in power and glory and might in our lives. 1 Corinthians, we are told to eagerly desire and pursue the gifts of the Ruach of the Spirit. Ask Adonai to fill you to overflowing with the Ruach that you may be a vessel for the kingdom of God. As I conclude now, as we eagerly do these things, you and I will have 2020 vision for this year 2020. As we begin to experience not only blessing, but see that double portion to those who earnestly seek Adonai. As our Messiah Yeshua said in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength, commit all of your being to the kingdom of God. Every aspect of it, every dimension of it, every part of it. Don't let anything waste away. God has given you such great promises and He has so much for you, but you have to be willing to seek Him, to search after Him with all of your heart. You can't stay content just being the way that you are, not growing, stagnating, being lukewarm. Let 2020 be the year that you finally see clearly with that 2020 vision what thus says the Lord for your life and what God has for you. And I am expecting some amazing things this year to take place in my life, in my family, in this congregation, and I'm not prepared to settle for less. I'm tired of the same old stuff. I'm tired of walking defeated. I'm tired of feeling like nothing's taking place. I want to see the glory of God manifest in our midst, in my life, in your life. I want His power just overcome me. I don't want to be the same. I don't want you to be the same. I want God to do a great and a marvelous thing. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. And I just pray, Lord, that you would stretch, that you, Lord, would touch each and every one here. Fill them to overflowing with your ruach, with your breath, with your spirit. Oh, God, that every life would be changed. Every life would be transformed. Give us a new heart. Give us a vision, oh, God, to see beyond the normal, the mortal, Father, into the supernatural, oh, God. Show us the supernatural in our lives, O Lord. I pray, Lord, for miracles and signs and wonders and healings, Lord, in our midst in the name of Yeshua. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise and worship and majesty. In Yeshua's name, amen. Thank you, Lord.